When you hear the word membership, what comes to your mind? Maybe a Costco membership, where it gives you members-only access to their massive warehouse. Maybe it's the library and the benefits that you get by being a member to take out resources for your family. Maybe it's your fitness club membership and the opportunity you have to use their equipment through your membership. We're familiar with that kind of membership, which is a transactional kind of membership. You pay money, they get the money, and we get the benefits of using whatever they have. So when we use the term membership and we talk about a church, we can apply that same template to it. We may think membership at a church is all about paying a fee, and then you get access to the services that the church has to offer. But we don't have a membership fee at our church. People can access all of our services and ministries without joining the church in membership. So what is this thing we call membership? Why do we do it? And what might be some obstacles that prevent us from joining a church in membership? Well, membership is a covenant, we believe, before God to join with a specific community of Christians, to grow together, to support one another in Christ, and to do ministry together to the glory of Christ. So notice, church membership is communal. You can go to Costco and get your groceries or whatever you want to buy there and hardly talk to anyone, maybe just the clerk on the way out. You can go to the library and get your resources and use a self-checkout station and not talk to anyone. Or you can go to the gym and work out alone and hardly talk to anyone there. You might find a little community in those places, but the church is all about community. It's all about doing life together. And it's true that there are other social clubs or communities where you can do life together, but the church is different in that our community is focused on Christ. In fact, the reason that we come together is because of Jesus Christ, not some hobby or cause or some sports team that we're doing together. So church membership involves this coming together under Christ, this doing life together and supporting one another in Christ, and then going out to advance his kingdom together in Christ. And many of you participate in our community without being church members. In fact, you fully participate, and I thank God for you. We would not be who we are without you. I respect how many of you have prayerfully considered whether or not to go ahead with membership, and for various reasons, after prayer, have decided you won't go ahead at this time. And there are many reasons why people do not join in membership. One of the biggest ones we find is baptism. We require or admit at this time only people who have been baptized by immersion into our membership. And we believe that immersion has strong biblical backing. But we also recognize that many of you come from different Christian traditions that practiced infant baptism or were baptized as a believer in a different mode, such as pouring or sprinkling. And we recognize that those events in your life were significant spiritual markers. Yet, some have joined us in membership and have come from some of these other traditions. They have concluded after prayerful consideration that they can go ahead with immersion baptism as another piece of their spiritual journey with Christ. Sometimes people struggle with membership because they have a fear of commitment, or maybe because we live in a culture that so emphasizes personal autonomy, that self-governing or self-rule piece, that we don't like anyone restricting our freedoms. And membership sounds like restriction and limitation, or may, to us. Maybe some fear joining membership because they think it might cause dissension in their family. Or maybe we don't want to join in membership so that we don't limit our options when it comes to church. Today, there are so many options for church, both in person and online, and some have adopted a buffet approach to Christianity. I like this part of that church. I like this speaker in this church. I like that program in that church. So joining one community in membership seems restrictive. Or maybe we don't like some things about the church. And we fear if we join in membership, we're going to be associated with some of those things that we don't like. And all of these can contribute to hesitation regarding church membership. But remember, a definition of church membership is it's a covenant. And covenants can be good for us. Think about the marriage covenant. Hopefully, it's very different than our membership relationship with Costco. A covenant binds us closer together and encourages us to persevere, to work things out through tough times. And we grow and learn most through tough times. So when we covenant with a church community, we learn about dealing with different people. We hear one another's perspective. We actually have to work things through rather than run away from them. The potential character growth and development for ourselves increases exponentially when we join a church in a covenant relationship, especially where people begin to see us and know us. Covenants also allow us to align around a certain set of beliefs. This ensures that our teaching depends on those foundations and not on the opinions of one or a few. These beliefs also govern our behavior. They direct us to stick to the core essentials of the Christian faith. We are and want to continue to be a Christian community that comes under the Lord and His Word. And these beliefs enable us to agree on the gospel and the primary mission of the church. They remind us why we exist and why we keep going. Covenants also give us permission or give others permission to speak into our lives. The personal autonomy mantra says, "No one can tell me how to live my life." Yet we all have blind spots. We all have weaknesses. We all have growth points. And if no one speaks into our lives about our need to grow and change, we likely won't. We will settle into only what we think is right. And spectacular failures of Christians, whether they be leaders or ordinary Christians, happen because of lack of accountability. So these are some of the reasons that we practice church membership. Growth in our Christian life, a community to support one another, a common set of beliefs that govern us, a commitment that encourages us to keep going when times are tough, and the opportunity to do ministry together. And our community here at SVBC is imperfect. We have our strengths, we have our good points, we have our weaknesses and our flaws. Yet we continue to pursue the Lord together to lead and to help us grow. And I read a prayer this past week that maybe sums this up in a good way, an honest way. The prayer goes like this: Lord, I praise you for what the church could be, an alternative human society that shows the world your glory. But I confess, I am part of what the church is, a flawed community, far from reflecting your character. Give me the understanding and the love I need to become part of the solution and not the problem. So if you'd like to explore membership a little bit more, you can scan the code on the membership booklet or in the bulletin, and it will take you to a little form where you can communicate your interest or your questions. Or you can talk with me or one of the pastors, or just talk to us at the end of our time together today just to express your interest or any questions that you might have. Just before we close today, I'm going to pray, then have a couple of announcements, and then we encourage you to just hang around if you can and have some fellowship together. So let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for what we were able to witness and be part of today. An update on life in Japan. and some of the hopelessness that is found there. And we thank you for placing Tiffany there, Lord, and for the way in which you grew her and worked through her in her time, her 3.5 years of ministry. We thank you for her being with us today and for these next months. And we pray for a time of rejuvenation and encouragement for her during these times before she returns next spring. Grant her peace about the roles that you are planning for her there. And move us and stir us to find ways to encourage her in our time together. We also thank you for the baptisms that we witnessed today. Thank you for a 12-year-old and a 72-year-old bearing witness that it's never too early or too late to take the next step with you. And I pray that wherever we are at with you today, Lord, that we would take the next step that you're calling us to take. We also think today, Lord, of those in our church family who are grieving, many who have lost loved ones recently. I pray that you will lift up those who mourn. I pray that you will bring the comfort that only you can bring. They would especially sense your presence, that they would receive from you a comfort that only you can give. And help us as a church family to live out our calling of support for those among us who are hurting and those among us who are grieving. And as we look forward, Lord, we thank you that we can look forward with you as our God and our guide. Though we live in an uncertain world and an uncertain time, you are certain. You are our rock. You are faithful and you are eternal. So help us to trust you more than we already do. Help us to take our fears and place them at your feet and recognize that you are faithful and will walk with us through whatever is before us. To that end, Lord, we give you glory for what we have been part of today. And we pray that you will burn in our memories the things that you want us to remember from today or act on, and that your Spirit will continue to move among us as a church to grow, to be more and more like your Son. We thank you for this time, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.